And being full of the Holy Spirit, he looked into heaven and he saw the glory of God, Jesus standing at the right of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right of God." And they, crying out with a loud voice, they stopped their ears and they rushed upon him with one accord and dragged him out of the city, and they began to stone him. And the witnesses placed the outer garments by the feet of a young man called Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out and said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And having fallen to his knees, he cried out with a great voice, "Lord, do not stand this sin to their charge." And having said this, he fell asleep. What is a martyr? What moves us to identify someone as a martyr? Because the person dies for a worthy cause? If so, we certainly have an example of Stephen, don't we? The first recorded Christian martyr. Do we regard him as such because of his death? Oh, certainly, but I would suggest there is more involved than just his death that would move us to recognize him as a martyr. We remember Stephen, don't we? One of the seven, a deacon. Perhaps we might refer to him today as an elder or a lay minister. You remember at the end of chapter 6, he is the first one listed of the seven. And of all the seven, it is only said of him, because he's first maybe, but it was only said of him, he was full of faith and the Holy Spirit. And as we get a glimpse of him serving people in a ministry to which he had been commissioned and called, it becomes quite clear why he was full of faith and the Holy Spirit through the word, the prophetic word of old. He loved that word. It filled his life. It was his whole life. And when he discovered, by God's grace, when he came to know Jesus of Nazareth as the Messiah, he studied that word to all the more assure himself or be assured by the Spirit, yes, this really is the Messiah, my Lord, my Savior, my life, my King, my glory. And so when he began to serve people in the earthly needs, he continued to witness to them and others, so much so that the Jews who hated Jesus now began to hate him and the claims he was making from his own knowledge of the prophetic scriptures. But they couldn't stand in front of him. They couldn't gainsay him, so powerful he was in the scriptures and full of the Spirit. So finally they got some false witnesses to make false claims against him, and he was brought before the Sanhedrin to stand, as it were, a trial. And they asked him, "What do you say to these charges?" He didn't really outright answer the charges, but rather he gave a speech. In fact, this is perhaps, it is, maybe the greatest, but one of the greatest speeches in the whole Bible. And he reviews the prophetic messages, the prophetic word of old to his audience, to his judges. And as he did so, from Abraham clear through, he used them to demonstrate why he believed that Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah, the only Messiah. And he told them, "And if you reject the prophetic word, as you're doing because you don't recognize him as the Messiah, well, the judgment would be upon them." I put this in my own words. And when he had finished, all of a sudden he looks up to heaven. "I see the glory of God. Jesus at his right." And they were so furious at him, they rushed upon him, gnashing their teeth. They closed their ears and grabbed him and dragged him out of the city and began to stone him to death. And as he was being stoned, he certainly was an icon of our Lord in his death. "Oh Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And having fallen down on his knees, he asked the Lord, "Don't lay this to their charge." and he fell asleep. Why do we recognize Stephen as a martyr? You know, our English word martyr is not an English word, it's a Greek word coming from the Greek. Martyrion, the noun. Martyrs, the man who is such. Martyreo, the verb. And originally, in classical Greek, and at the time that Stephen lived, it meant to be a witness, to give a witness, because a person had seen and or heard something. For example, because of what had seen or heard, he was called to the court, or a court scene in our modern terms, and he had to pledge that he would tell the truth of what he had seen and heard, because someone's well-being, judgment, or innocence would be dependent upon the truthfulness of his witness. And the word included, he had to swear that it was true and would back up his witness with his name, his reputation, his honor, his wealth, and if necessary, his life unto death. It always fascinated me why the writers, not all of them, but several writers in the New Testament use this word, amongst others, to identify followers of Jesus. You remember Jesus says in the last chapter of Luke, for instance, just before his ascension, "You are witnesses of these things. You are martyrs." Why do we recognize Stephen as a martyr? Because the Lord Christ, by his Spirit, empowered him through his knowledge and study of the word, the prophetic word of old, which was his life, his whole life, his thoughts, his actions. And because through that word, the Holy Spirit under Christ moved him and motivated him to give witness to the Messiah, no matter what it cost him. And he would back up that witness, the truthfulness of it, with everything he had, every ounce of his talent. And finally, in his death, he confirmed that witness. That was his last hurrah, his last hallelujah, his last amen of his faith. Now, all my wonderful sons and daughters and colleagues, brothers and sisters, you and I, all of us, in one way or another, have been called, will be called, and will be commissioned to be such a martyr, such a witness. Because of what we have seen and heard. And what have we seen and heard? Jesus, the Son of God, from Bethlehem, all through his life, lived under the law to redeem us under the law, and how he died on the cross. We are witnesses to the fact that God put all of his anger, which should have been towards us, judgment, on his Son. When his Son hung on the cross, he took the blame for all of our sins as if he had done them himself, and he hadn't. But he took the blame for them. He let himself be judged for them. And when the sentence of death was pronounced upon him by the Heavenly Father through that Pontius Pilate and others, he suffered to the fullest our everlasting anguish and eternal separation from God in hell. He suffered in our place. And when he had finished that sentence, he fell asleep and was put into the grave, wasn't he? But on the third day, he rose gloriously from the grave. And by his resurrection, he demonstrated that his death was a victory. His resurrection demonstrates that in his death, he had destroyed once and for all death and the grave and hell. It can never touch us now as we hold to Christ as our Lord and Savior. And his resurrection symbolized or illustrates also that the Heavenly Father accepted his death on the cross as full payment. And now, as we kneel before the cross, every day, as we repent of our sins, and as we look to the cross of our Lord and his resurrection to our Lord in all of his glory, he commissions us, "You must be a witness of the things that you have seen and heard." Because the court of world opinion because of that court, which denies him, lies about him, or doesn't know anything about him. Our Lord calls us to witness. And the well-being of countless people will depend, may depend, upon our witness that what we say is truthful, empowered by the Word of God, as that Word becomes our life. Everything is under that Word. Every second, every talent we dedicate to our Lord to be such a witness. And empowered by the Holy Spirit, we back up our witness by the way we live. That's why sanctification, so-called, is of the utmost importance. We back up our witness to our Lord Christ by our treasure, by our name, by our honor, and yes, by the way we will meet death. Because our death, however form it is, whatever form it takes, it will be our last confirmation to our witness and our faith in it. Because we too have seen the glory of God. Jesus Christ, and that glory awaits us. So maybe then, as Isaiah did of old, answer, Lord, send me to be such a martyr.